This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
This is the time of year when many television shows learn if they'll live to see another season or maybe enter the realm of syndication, downloads, streaming services, or oblivion. The afterlife of shows is changing for TV lovers and advertisers, Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Some reruns are on so long you can spot them even if you just flip past them. These shows are the gold standards of syndicated television, immortal in their appeal to audiences and advertisers, and they've been steady moneymakers for cable. But today, more and more shows are finding their heavenly home on streaming services like Netflix and Amazon. Tom Noonan is former head of UPN and NBC Studios. He also teaches at UCLA.
It's not good news for the cable networks, clearly, because they now have an even more dynamic set of competitors out there.
Viacom, which owns more than a dozen cable channels, says it's been hit by shrinking audiences for reruns. According to the research group Kantar Media, ad buys on nationally syndicated TV have been relatively flat. But Noonan says streaming services are a positive for folks who make television.
Now there are just more and more markets for their original material, and there are more and more markets for titles that have been sitting on the shelves.
There's an afterlife for reality shows like Dance Moms. Reincarnation can be successful for serial dramas like The Good Wife, where you want to see episodes in order and maybe all at once. But all reruns on every platform face new hurdles. Derek Kampar teaches media at Southern Methodist University and is the author of Rerun Nation.
There are so many shows.
Game of Thrones, Orange is the New Black, Mad Men, Veep, The Americans. I'm just getting started here. And reruns aren't just competing with everything that's new, they're competing with everything that's old.
If you've got a sitcom and you want to sell it in syndication, you're still going up against the likes of Friends and Seinfeld.
Because sometimes nothing's better than watching Ross and Rachel try to figure it out, even if you know exactly how the story goes. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.